Ruin of the Monastery Church of St. Mary's. Even if the large Monastery Church of St. Mary's has only survived as a ruin after the inferno of 1939, this still gives us a good impression of what the building used to look like. The cruciform or cross-shaped ground plan of the basilica is formed by the transepts branching out at 90 degrees to either side of the nave where it meets the chancel. Judging by the remnants of the piers flanking the nave, we can see that this largest space in the church was divided into three parts, the nave itself with aisles running along on either side. The piers optically separated the aisles from the nave. The latter, located in the centre, was spanned by a ceiling significantly higher than the ceilings over the aisles, thereby forming the clerestory of a basilica. The clerestory, rising above the lean-to roofs of the aisles, was pierced with windows and allowed light to penetrate. The dimensions of the church remain imposing even today, and you can gain a very palpable impression of its size if you walk the 60 metres from the tower front to the far walls of the transepts. Besides being the most important building within the monastery complex, the church also impressively underscores the great esteem Fessor Abbey enjoyed in relation to other medieval ecclesiastical institutions within the region ruled by the Henneberg line. The church was reserved for monastery family members, so to speak. That is, for the canons and lay brothers, or as they were also called, conversi. The first two-thirds of the nave was the area used by the lay brothers. The chancel scream, or pulpitum, then separated the chancel from the body of the church. Remains of the pulpitum are still visible on one of the pier fragments. The area behind the screen was reserved for the clergy. An altar consecrated to the Virgin Mary once stood there, and next to it were the choir stalls with 58 seats. Romanesque sarcophagi, as the tombs of the monastery founders Gotebord and Liutgard, Count and Countess of Henneberg, were also in this part of the church. This is what has been passed down in reports by chroniclers even as late as the 18th century. Chapels were attached to the outer walls of the transepts, one of them being the Bibra Funeral Chapel. Take a moment to view the tombstones that have been set up again in the left transept or the transept pointing north. Can you see the family's heraldic animal, the beaver? Building was begun on the Romanesque church in around 1131. When it was consecrated in 1138, it was obviously already finished in most parts. From the Gothic tracery on the windows, we can see that the north wall of the nave was altered during the 15th century. Following the dissolution of the monastery, the church was used as a storehouse and work hall for the agricultural estate of the crown after 1573. The chancel and the aisles were pulled down, and the resulting gaps were walled up. Threshing in the church led, in the end, to the catastrophic 1939 fire. After extensive renovations, especially during the 1990s, the church ruin is now in good condition.